Today, the American dollar is legal tender in as many as 7 sovereign nations besides the United States of America. But there was a time, not too long ago, when another currency enjoyed a similar influence far from home. It was legal tender in half a dozen countries besides its own, all of them in a region that influences the global economy more than any other on the planet today. It's the Indian rupee. This is the rarely told story of how a currency from a nation as impoverished as ours went on to enjoy such clout in one of the wealthiest parts of the world, and how it ended. You are listening to India Uncharted, History You Missed in Class, written by Amit Chandilya and narrated by Vijayan Menon. When Indian rupee was the Arab world's legal tender. The story of how Indian rupee wound up as the Arab world's currency is hard to divorce from the story of Indian coinage itself. We don't know exactly when it started, but it's fair to assume that the Mauryans were the ones to formalize the name rupee for the first time, albeit in a slightly different, relatively primitive form. The earliest form of coinage on the subcontinent can be traced to at least 500 years before the Common Era, if not earlier. Panini called them Karshapan in his 500 BC treatise Ashtadhyayi. These coins were issued by independent businesses and traders, not the government, and they varied widely from one issuer to another. These coins coexisted with their Greek counterparts all over the Gangetic stretch. By the time of Chandragupta Maurya, that is about the 3rd century BC, a new name emerged and assumed formal status. In Sanskrit, the word for form or appearance is rupa. Long before the Mauryans, a derivative of this word.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?